Okay, let's begin our discussion of Shviyas Daf Ayin Zayin, the second to last daf here in the ninth parak of Masechah Shviyas, as we head towards the last parak, a topic that we haven't touched on at all, and that will be Be'ezus Hashem Shmitas Ksafim, that'll be in a couple of days. So first we have here on Ayin Vav Mabez, we're up to Tevin. Tevin Shel Shviyas. So if somebody has Tevin, we mentioned that Ma'achol Behem is also subject to Kedusha Shviyas. So if somebody has straw in Halacha is always looked at as animal fodder. So if somebody has animal fodder, which has Kedusha Shviyas, so you have to treat it in an appropriate way also. So the Gemara says, Ein Shorin Oso Batit. One is not allowed to crush it up and put it into plaster, because that's destroying it. That's destroying it, and that's not called its normal use. Right? Says the Ma'ara Folda, Sha'asr La'abdo, Vulgorim Lo Shi Sarech Maher, right? That causes it to become putrid. And that's called an ibud of Kedusha Shviyas Sharyan Betitz. You weren't supposed to do that, but if you did it, if it was already in the plaster, Batel v'husha giblo. It's batel, and it's not asr banah or anything. It's nullified as long as it was kneaded with the other ingredients, and now it's all like cement and plaster. So then it loses its status, and therefore it is mutter to use. Tevin shal shviyas, the Gemara continues, a no so bikar. One is, shouldn't use it in a pillow, right? Shviyas straw, they used to use for pillows, stuff the pillows. Remember the Mishdais and Shabbos, and the Gemara talks about lying on straw regarding the issues of muksa. If you put it into a pillow before Shabbos, and then it's already designated, but if it wasn't, you're allowed to lie down on it, tiltu begufo. But, says the Gemara here, that if somebody is has the tevin, one shouldn't put it in a pillow, because putting it in a pillow is also not the normal usage of the straw, even though you might say it's a human usage, it's for humans, still doesn't matter. This is called ruining it. Nisanu bakar, once you put it into the pillow, pato, then it loses its status, hushiyashanalav, as once you lie on it. Once you lie on it, that combination of putting it in and lying on it takes away its status as animal fodder, and now it's just pillow, but it wasn't supposed to be done, but once it's done, then it doesn't have its kedusha anymore. So that is the, and the Mefarshim explain, it's nechshav amaisi ibud once you put it in. The hana'a that you get is only later once you lie in it. The Chazon Ish discusses it. Either way, it's not called an appropriate usage, a designated usage for the straw. Tevin shel shviyas, now the Gemara asks a question which we haven't touched on yet. Tevin shel shviyas, maushia asr mishum svichin. Is there an Isser Svichin by Kedusha Shviyas that is meant for animal fodder? So we know the Isser Durabanan, we paskin, of Svichin that we've spoken about in this parak, is that one is not allowed to eat. We spoke about what about harvesting. The Rambam has that Isser Durabanan, Malchus Mardus, relating to just harvesting Svichin, but one is not allowed to eat Svichin was the Isser Durabanan because we're worried that people might plant it and say that it was from beforehand. So what does that whole Gzeira apply to Ma'achal Behema? That is the question. Look at the Rav Chaim Kiryevsky. Mi boile b'tevin shehu Ma'achal Behema v'chein kayotzi bo tevin straw, which is animal fodder, and others like it. Igazru aleim mishum svichin. Is there an iser of svichin of the aftergrowths? The shema lo gazru ela b'machal adam. Maybe the only gzer was only for machal adam. Aval ba'ochle behema litein lebehemto shaper dami. Maybe it's mutter for b'achal behema. The next over aveira machal behema. We don't think people are going to plant dafke in order to give to their animals, and therefore the whole there that whole area of growths wasn't included in the gzera of svichin. Right, just like we said, right, it's not a low plug type of Isser Durabanan. If there's a whole area of growths and tfua that doesn't apply to svichin, like we said, fruit, there's always a svichin by fruit, because fruit aren't planted annually, right? They grow from year to year, even without being planted. So maybe this is also a category that's excluded. So that's the question that's asked. Reb Levi, Tzan Baraya, Shaul, Rabbi Babar Zavda, Vishari. Reb Levi asked Rabbi Babar Zavda, and he muttered it. He said, it's mutter. I don't hold of that heter, right? The Marafolda lo samachti al Rebbe ba bar zavdi. I didn't rely on that heter, and therefore I wanted to ask somebody else. Vish teilus leilin de base karsana. I asked the people of base karsana, the tamidim there. Va'amrin nahigin havina kunshin tevin min arova shmita, and they told me we used to gather and bring in tevin from erev shmita, from erev shviyas. V'kan machastrin, and when we were when there wasn't enough, what'd we do? Hamaisi min shuraya. Then we brought from Shuraya. What does that mean? Machlokas in the Mefarshim, what's the maskana of this Gemara? Machlokas Maisi min Shuraya, look at the Mara Folda, min Shuraya min a Heter. We brought it from what's mutter, meaning we brought it from whatever we had in Shemitah, Shema min a Delogas reading not to Isser Svichin. So the Mara Folda reads this as saying, and therefore it's we didn't have from before, so we use what we have from this year, and therefore it's mashma, it's mutter. If you look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he says no, Shuraya does not mean from what is mutter. Shuraya means v'maya chaser ksas v'shabash shmita y'mevien min achoma. Shuraya, shura is a wall. They found other straw that was already crushed into the cement and walls. Shaya benuya betit v'teven shall kodim shvias oisab. And that was also from before shmita. U'kadesh lo lehanos v'yateven shal shvias, not to use the shmita crushed up in the in here, because it is nechshav svichin, amagazu svichin alafal teven. So machlokas achronim here, how to read the Gemara, whether the Gemara is telling you that there is an iser svichin by the ma'achal behema, or there is not an iser svichin by the ma'achal behema. I will bring a couple more rayas in the continuation. Interesting, Rabbi Zeira said, I don't want to rely on the heter. You know why? There's different approaches. If somebody has a heter, you know, do you rely on it? The whole issue of kula and chumra is a important topic. There are appropriate kulas and there are appropriate chumras. If you look in the vidui of Rabbeinu Nisim, if you look at the beginning of the machzor for Yom Kippur, right, we have our tila zaka, which is should be said, tried to be said before Kol Nidre, but then at the end of that, you have the tefillah, the vidui of Rabbeinu Nisim. And in that vidui, it says that we talk about everything that we have to do tshuva on. And one of the lines is, Vasher Asarta Hitarti, Vasher Hitarta Asarti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what you said is Asar, I've said Mutter. What you have said Asar, I've said what you have said mutter, I've said aser. I've mixed up the halacha. Masha timeta tiharti, masha tiharta timesi. Again, tumah v'tahara have gotten mixed up. And then we have a separate line. Vesa sher hekalta hechmarti. Vesa sher hechmarta hekalti. As if to say there's a separate area of halacha, of appropriate chumras and kulas. Right, that's what it sounds like from that line. And it's an important topic to think about because, you know, just on the surface, we have different evidence pointing in different directions. Right, the first mission in Pirkei Avos, Asus Yagla Torah. Sounds like fence laws are a good idea. And Rabbeinu Yonah says there, on the first mission in Pirkei Avos, Kenyan Shenemar, he quotes the Makar for the Chazal, making Dinan Drabanan, Ushbartem es Mishbarti, Klomar, Asu Mishmeres, Limishmarti. And he adds, Vasyag hu davar gadol umishubach. A siyag, a fence law, something great and praiseworthy. La'aso siyag v'geder l'mitzvos. To make a siyag, l'bal yuchali kashal mehem, hayari es dvar Hashem. Right? Extra laws, it's great. Alchem ha'makayim es divrei chazal, shem siyagim l'mitzvah shel Torah, chibev hayira mimi she'oseh ha'mitzvah atzma. And that, adding on laws, reflect yiras Hashem. Ki ein ba'asiyas ha'mitzvahs hochacha liyira, kemo ha'shomer l'siyagim, shu nizar mitchila, shalo yavo lidei pshia, says Rabbeinu Yonah. It's a reflection, you're going above and beyond. Right, avalos ha'mitzvah v'ein ha'makayim ha'siyag, if you just do the letter of the law, you're showing you're doing what you have to do, but you're not going beyond. So you read something like that, and you say, okay, it's always good to be machmir. Rabban and his famous words in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, also the idea of Kedoshim Tihiyu, not like Rashi who has a more limited approach to what Kedoshim is about relating to Arayas, but the Ramban known says it has to do with taking areas of our life that are mutter and adding on isurim. V'ha inyan, says the Ramban, ki haTorah v'hishira ba'arayos u'b'ma'achalam asurim. The Torah gives certain isurim, v'hitira habia ish v'ishto v'achilas bas v'yayin, and the Torah gives allowances in all areas of life. Im kain, it's possible, says the Ramban, a person could live their life and not violate one sifkatan in the Shulchan Aruch, and not live a noble and appropriate life. Yimsa balataiva makom liyoshatuf pezimas ishto onashav arabos v'lus besove yayin, has three fleishig meals a day. He's with his wife all the time. V'yadaber kirtzona b'chalan avalos, and he talks however once he wants to talk about. Shlo hisker zebatora, and says the Ramban, v'yeheze naval birshus haTorah. This is lashon. Well, a person can be a disgusting person with Torah license. He's not violating any specific avera. Lefichav, therefore, after the Torah gives all 365 losaseis, the Torah says there's more. There's more, even with what's mutter, be a little parish. Be a little parish and guard oneself. And sanctify yourself even in the area of heter. So you read Rabbi Yona, Susyag Latara, you read the Ramban, right? It's always good. Maybe this is where Rabbi Levi got it from in our Gemara. But there are just as many sources on the other side. Remember the Ramban? The Ramban quotes the Yerushalmi. And about Nazir, the Rambam says in Ochas Deos, Sivu chachamim shel yimana adam atzmo elami dvarim sheminaa hatorah belvad. You don't have to add on to Isurim. It's enough. Just focus on the 365. V'lo yehe oser atzmo b'nedarim u'b'shvuos al dvar mamutarim. We don't have to add on. Chachamim chachamim, quotes the Yerushalmi. Lo dayecha mash'asra Torah ela shata oser alecha dvar machirim. You're adding on things? So, again, this is the Rambam, Chalze, extra fasting, extra other limitations. V'yal kol dvar ma'ilu v'chayotzi behen, says the Rambam. Tziva shlomo v'yamar al titzah dekarbe v'al tischakim yoser lama tishomim. So you have different evidence in general, but we've given shiurim about this in the past. What's appropriate, what's not? So there are always limitations, but there are general rules. One should always have to have l'shem shamayim. If I take upon myself a behavior, it has to be because I think this is going to bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because of peer pressure, not because I want people to see me in a certain way, but it always has to be appropriate. There's one or two of the ideas that we have mentioned. It has to be. It can't be something that negatively affects others, right? Or negatively, steps on the toes. Remember that Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Chav Zayin, the Bali Musar talk about it, that the Reb Elazar ben Azaria was offered to be the chief rabbi, Rabbi Gamliel was removed, and they come to Reb Elazar ben Azaria's door, right? They have a whole rabbinic entourage, and they say, "Will you be our chief rabbi?" Right? This is what he's been waiting for his whole life. He's been waiting for this. So what should be his answer? For sure, yes! What's his answer? I have to go ask my wife. In Shibese. I have to go ask my wife. And then he asks his wife, and his wife says, "What do you need this for? Maybe they'll fire you tomorrow." And what is the answer? "Better to be a glass klee for one day than an earthenware klee all my life." Meaning even to have this job for a day. And then she says, "You don't have a white beard." And overnight, he grew a white beard. And that's why he says, "Hari ani kiven shivim shana." But what was that reaction in the first place? Why does he say that I have to go ask my wife? So the Mefarshim explain. Because he's, so to speak, going up in his Avodas Hashem. It's not a chumrah, but it's the same idea. He's adding, but it's going to affect his family. Like he's going to be out of the house more. He's not going to be home for bath time as much. He's going to be out. So you can't accept anything, even in the world of Avodas Hashem, if it's going to negatively impact on someone else, unless there's reshus given, unless there's mechila given. One idea, just one other. One always has to make sure that the chumrah is appropriate for what that person is up to. And there, it can't be, inappropriate in terms of the rest of what we're doing. If I spend my life talking Lashon Hara, and I spend my life eating machalas asuros, and doing other things, tikkun chatzos is not where I'm up to. Waking up for davening at Chatzos in the middle of the night. I have to go step by step in Avodas Hashem. There's a fascinating Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kofei. We all know the ramifications of the Gemara, but the Gemara is about waiting between Fleshitz and Milchix. But the whole source of that is a Gemara in Chulin and Daf Kofei, where the Gemara says, Amar Mar Ukva, one of the great, holiest sages in the Gemara. Analoha Milsa Chala Bar Chamala Gabri Abba. Compared to my father, I'm like vinegar. My father's like wine. Dilu Abba, my father, ki avi achol bisra ha'idna, lo avi achol givina l'machar. When my father would eat fleishiks, he would wait 24 hours. 24 hours till he ate milchiks. Ad hashta. Vilu ana, me, what do I wait, mar ukva? Ana b'hasud asu d'lo achilna. I just wait for the next meal. L'sud achrita achilna. But, I eat it with the next meal. That's the whole sugya in Shas. What does it mean the next meal? Does it mean 1 hour? Does it mean 6 hours? Does it mean 3 hours? But this is the Gemara. But the question that the Bali Musar asks, Rav Sternbach quotes this in Parshas Yisro. What Mar Ukva? He said my father's like wine compared to I'm like vinegar. If he thought it was appropriate to wait the 24 hours, that was lachachila like his father did. So why didn't he wait? Mar Ukva was on such a level. Remember the Gemara in Ksubis, Mar Ukva. He used to give a stucca anonymously and then one time he ran away and he was running away with his wife because he didn't want the ani to see him. And they jumped into an oven of a baker and he jumped in and he lived. And his wife, her feet weren't burning. He goes onto her feet. But Mar Ukva is one of the great greatest of Chazal. If he thought it was appropriate, so why didn't he wait? So explain the Bali Musar. He knew that's what not what he was up to. That's not what the next step of his Avodas Hashem was. And therefore, he said, I'm not going to take that upon myself. Again, we have to be honest with ourselves about what we have to do. We can't say, oh, this is not where I'm up to. Of course, this is where we're up to. But again, one has to make sure that it is all part of their appropriate ladder of Avodas Hashem. Okay, there's a lot more, but let's continue. Says the Gemara. Amar of Yirmiyas. That was Reb Zera, didn't accept the Kula, and he went, and there's different ways of reading this Gemara. Amar of Yirmiyas. Masnizan Amar Shi Mutter. You get the impression from the following Braisa that it's Mutter. What's Mutter? Our issue. Was there's an Isser of Svichin by Machal Behema. Tetani, because the Braisa says, Hatzava and Vapatamin, dyers, Vapatamin, and those who fatten up animals, Patam, Lokhan Mursin, Mikal Makom. They could buy bran from anywhere in the world. Meaning they don't have to check for a hashkacha, and mursin comes from macha behema, comes from straw, crushed up. Ein achoshishin, they don't have to worry. So you see, l'chora, that it does not have kedusha shvi, it doesn't have the isra of, or doesn't have the isra of svichin at least. Rabbi Yirmiyah savar meimar, afilu menach chashud. Rabbi Yirmiyah thought that when the Braisa says, mikom makom, it means even from people who are chashud on shvius. People who don't keep the halacha, they do business, so even from them you're allowed to buy mursin because it's totally out of the world of any issue. No. Rabbi Yossi says, don't go that far. It's only if you're not sure if he's a chashid. Ha davar barishu chashid. If you're clear, if you're sure that he is a chashid, usur, then you can't even buy the mursan from him. Good, that's the braisa. Amar Reb Shammai, Masisan Amra, Shuasa, right? Unusual. Usually there's Shammai and Bei Shammai. Here's Reb Shammai. Reb Shammai says, the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah, the following Mishnah also gives the impression that it is mutter. The Tanina Taman, because we learned it in Mishnah. Which Mishnah? The Mishnah in Trumos. Right, that's the next Mesechta on the horizon. But the Mishnah in Trumos discusses, the Gemara here quotes the second line of this Mishnah in Trumos in the 10th Parak. The Mishnah there talks about Tiltan, which is translated as fenugreek. Right, we know this is one of the Yihiratzons that we say on Rosh Hashanah. But there it talks about some type of herb, fenugreek, shenufalotok bar shel yayin. It fell into a huge vat of wine. Bitruma uba meiser sheni, if the tilton has kedushas truma and meiser sheni, so how much do you need to be mevatelet? Right? You know, truma, 1 to 100. Im yesh, but what part of the tilton has to be nullified? So im yesh, I'm reading the first half of the Mishnah, that is not in our Gemara. Im yesh bezera kadei litein tam, if there's enough in the seeds to give off taste, avaloba eitz, you have to be mevatel the taste of the seeds, because that's what have kedushas. That's what has kedushas truma and meiser sheni. And now we get to the second half of the Mishnah, which is now quoted in our Gemara. Ubashvius ubekilai hakerem vehektish. But if it's shmita tilton or it's kilai hakerem tilton, that means it grew within proximity of the vine, vehektish, or it's hektish tilton. Maybe somebody was makdish it. So im yesh bezera ubeitz. Not just the zera, but even the eights, because they litain tam. If the zera and the eights give off tam, so that's enough to asu. So you have to have enough to be mevatel, even the eights. But what do you see from there? Let's say it wouldn't have enough to be mevatel, so it would asur. What isra are we talking about here? Right? What's the tilton of shvi'it? Kilei hakerem, you know, is asur. Fine. You know that's asur by na. Hektish, you know it's asur. There's an isra of me'ila. What's the isra by shvi'is? So the Gemara assumes, maybe we're talking about the isra of svichin. The Isra Svichin, and Tilton is known as animal fodder, Isra Svichin, and therefore, maybe that is what is being referred to, and this is a riot that is Usr. So the Gemara answers, we're going to flip the Girsa here. The next two lines, the Grut talks about, puts afterwards, so skip a line. Amar Rabbi Mana, no. That Mishnah is not talking about the Isra of Tilton, of Svichin, but Tiftar B'Kedusha Shvius, B'Biur. We're talking about whether it has Kedusha Shvius and it's subject to Biur. So maybe there is no Isra Svichin here, but it's still subject to Biur, and you have to get rid of it at the time when it's no longer available in the field. And therefore, you can't get any Raya from here, from this Mishnah in Shumos, about the Isra of Svichin for Ma'achal Behema. Good. So now we go back to the previous line. So the Gemara says, but one second. We're talking about putting this, we said before, putting the animal fodder into the other dip, right, into a mixture. Lo nimsa ma'abit ochle truma. Right, the shviyas stalks, these shviyas stalks are designated for macha, for animal, for macho behema. And it's being eaten by a person. Is that appropriate? Right? So the Gemara says, yes, it's going up in usage. Tiftar ba'ochle behema la'adam. Ochle behema for Adam is okay. That's not called negative. Okay, if it's not being ne'echal, maybe that's something to talk about. That's what we started off today's daf with, putting it in the pillow. But it's being eaten by humans. So then for sure, that is an elevation of the usage, and therefore it would be okay to use it. There wouldn't be a violation of Kedushas Shvias. Okay. Next Mishnah. Mi shahayulo perushvias vigia shasabir. It's beer time, right? Most beer times are in the eighth year. If you remember, we had a list before, right? Yayin is an heir of Pesach, and olives is another time. So if somebody has Perishvias, and it's the time for beer, it's the time to get rid of us. So what do you do? So we already mentioned Machlokes, what exactly is beer, but what do you do with what you have? So give it out. Right, as we said in the shir a couple of days ago, the Nitziv points out by a karbatodi he's supposed to share it. So here too, maybe one of the messages of beer is to make sure that you share it before the time comes, and you make sure that it's, you don't want it to become nasar. So you give out three meals. Mazon, enough food for three meals, lekolechad ve'echad, for each and every person. You try to do that. When is this being done? Is this being done after the time of biur, before the time of biur? Not exactly clear, but this is what you do. Let's say it's right before the time of biur, and then you could give everything out, and then you're mafka the rest, and then you could take it back in, then you could take it back in. So three meals. And then what happens? Va'aniyim ochlen achar abir avalo ashirim, div Rabbi Yehuda. And after the time for beer, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, the aniyim could eat it, but not the ashirim, right? The Rabbi Yehuda says that the Baal Bayis cannot take it back, right? The pasuk says, we'll get in the Gemara, va'achlu evyonei amcha, the poor of your nation could eat it. But not the Ashirin. Rabbi Yossi Omer Echad Aniyim Echad Ashirin Ochlen Achar Beer. Rabbi Yossi says, no, everybody can eat it after beer. That is our girsa. Everybody can eat it, and that's what the Ramban quotes. You remember we read that a couple days ago in Parshas B'chukosai, that after one does beer, then one can reacquire it, like we had a couple of days ago also, that if you have a couple of friends, you can be a mafker in front of them, and then you can retake it. Rav Chaim Kadievsky notes here that this whole machlokas is only if you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't violate. Right, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, V'kol zeh b'peiras shekiyin b'ya mitzvahs biur, aval b'peiras she'avar v'lo hifkiran, b'peiras that you violated, k'din, v'kiran k'din, asurim b'achila. Then you have to, if the person wasn't mevair, they didn't do beer, then they're still usher. He has to do beer. Once he does beer, okay, then hopefully it'll become mutter. But if one didn't do the beer, so then it's usher for anybody to partake of it. The Pnei Moshe here quotes the Tosefta, what the language that one says. One gives out the Suda, three meals for each person, V'achar kach mechalek l'shchenov, u'lekrova, l'umiyuda'av. You give three meals per family member, and then you can give it out to your neighbors and friends and acquaintances. U'motzi meniach es pesach beiso, you put it outside, v'yomer. And you say this lashon, Achenu beis Yisrael, mi shetzarech lito yito, whoever wants could come and take from my Shemitah produce, right? That's because it's colored, then you have to put it outside. I saw in the B'nai Moshe, one of the Achronim in the back here, discusses this shear of Mazon Shalosudos. Says the B'nai Moshe, V'yafal pishet derech b'nei adam lechol shtei sudos b'chol yo, but it means three meals. Isn't the average in Chazal two meals a day? Right? So why do you allow to give three meals? Right? How do you know two meals a day? Remember the Gemara in Sukkah? Gemara in Sukkah. Chav Zayin. What does Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Arba Esrei Sudos Chayav Adam Lechol B'Sukkah. You have to eat 14 meals in a Sukkah. Achaz Be'Achaz Balayla. One day and one night. 14 meals in the Sukkah. Why? Because, as the Gemara says, right, the Tosfos quotes the Rishalmi, a different source, but my time is Rabbi Eliezer. Teshvu Ke'in Taduru. The Gemara says that you live in your house, like you, in your sukkah, like you live in your house. Madira, just like in your home, achas bayom va'achas balayla, one by day, one by night. Af sukkah, achas bayom va'achas balayla. Right, we're all accustomed to eating three meals a day. But generally, and that's even the phrase, but in the days of Chazal, earlier, it's what, two meals a day? Two meals a day. And the Rabbanan say, in the Hilchos Sukkah, they argue, no, just like at home, you can eat whenever you want, you can eat a lot, you can eat a little, so too in a sukkah, you can eat whatever you want, whenever you want. But ask here, the B'nai Moshe, so what, our Gemara lasts three meals, Right? What about it should be two meals? So aval, he continues, hamisaneg darko lechol gimusudas. But you know what? Those who are of royalty, if you really want to enjoy yourself, you can have three meals a day. And what's the raya? What's the raya Shabbos? What's the raya Shabbos? Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us the mitzvah to eat three meals. V'raya lazemi Shabbos shemitzvah bo lehisaneg v'le'echol v'lotzi v'ani yozim gimusudas. Shabbos is about oneg. And what does Chazal say? What does the Torah say? Maybe a din daraisa. Most of them is din rabbanan. It says the word hayom three times in the pasuk in Parshas B'shalach. Hayom, hayom, hayom. Three meals. So therefore, because you already see that precedence, that's why Chazal here allowed you to give three meals per day. Again, the Gemara that we just mentioned before about in Chul and Daf Kofei also talks about the next meal. Sounds like from that Gemara that there were two meals, but the Rishonim on that Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Chav Zayin discuss or Balazar, right, 14 meals for the week. But there should be 15 because there's at least a Shabbos. At least a Shabbos there. So the Rishonim discussed there, can you prove anything about what you need to eat for Shalashudas from that Gemara? There's the Ritva there. The Ritva in Sukkah, Daf Chav Zayin. He says, Mikan diktiktu mitzksas raboseinu atzarfatim. From this Gemara, there were some French rabbis that were medaktik. Shesu'uda shlishes shal Shabbos. Efshar lasosa beperos umine targima. There are those that say, Shalashudas, you could use fruit or just snacks. Kishem shemashlim kan, like the Gemara there talks about later on in the Gemara there. And he says, v'haburcha, says the Ritva, it's wrong. It's wrong. Tahachem ishi tashlumin, v'lo efshar berifta. That whole context of the Gemara there, which I didn't read the Gemara, is talking about if you missed a meal and you want to make it up besides the regular meal, so you eat something extra. So that extra thing doesn't have to be bread. V'lo efshar berifta, d'lo mikra milsa, and it looks like another meal, so ela, so you do it with minetargima. Aval hasam. Shalashuda shlishis chovahi kishtayim arishonos v'chayavis bepas. The Ritva says, "What are you talking about? You have to have bread." V'nafgalami dechsev tlasa hayom bikra. Right, it's equal. Three says the word hayom three times. Umichilek benehem. Who makes a distinction in the Gemara? Ela vadai she'eno yotzi dechovaso ela bepas. Shalashuda says only with bread. Says the Ritva. He says kiddush. That I'm not so sure about. Right, ula inyan kiddush. There's one to make kiddush on Shalashudas. Kivan the kiddush chovas hayom, v'lo chovas asuda. Kiddush is a chovas hayom, not chovas asuda. And you already made kiddush. U'bnei shekiddush hayom tiknu chachamim b'makom suuda. Ve'en kiddush ben atara ela balayla. The kiddush hayom derabbanon u'birchas hanen in bilachud. Mashma d'lo machay be'besuda shlishis. It's mashma nachalo chivu ela betchilas kiddushas hayom ta'inu suuda shachris v'chinas rabbi Yona. Right, there's a machlokas. How to understand the Rambam? The Rambam, the tour understood the Rambam as saying you have to make kiddush by shalashudas, and the Kesef Mishnah and the Beis Yosef says that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says you have to be koveya seuda al hayayin, but he does not say kiddush. Nafkamina, do you make it before you start shalashudas or during shalashudas? That's where the Shulchan Aruch quotes that one does not need. Shulchan Aruch usually tells you what you need to do. Here he tells you what you don't need to do. He says you don't need to make kiddush by shalashudas, but Mr. Burr quotes that you want to be mechachila for the Rambam to be koveya seuda. But either way, the Ritva says here that one needs bread, and if you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Shabbos, four opinions quoted. Again, the first two meals, there's no discussion. Has to have bread. The fourth meal says, the Shulchan Aruch says bread, and yesh omrim mizonos, and yesh omrim meat or chicken, and yesh omrim fruit, but the Shulchan Aruch says the first day is ikar. First day is ikar. We're lechadchila Jews, and therefore one is a chiyuv to eat bread. Again, men and women are equal in this obligation. And again, it doesn't mean a whole three-course meal, especially in the winter months. One just has to have one slice of challah, kizayis, and in that way fulfilled the mitzvah of Shalashudas. But again, that relates to here, this issue that B'nai Moshe brought it up, about how many meals do we eat naturally, normally on one day? But again, this is the first half of the Mishnah. But then we have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Remember, the Rambam's Girsa of Rabbi Yossi must have been Echad Anim Echad Ashirim Asurin Achar Beer, not Ochlin, because the Rambam says that beer is about destroying it. The Rambam must have had a different Girsa in this Gemara, in this Mishnah. We continue. Mishai lo Peir Shviya Shenaflu lo Beirusha, Shneid lo B'matana. If somebody has Peir Shmita, that they got Beirusha, or was given as a present, Rebbe Eliezer Omer Yinatnu lo Ochleim. Rebbe Eliezer says it should be given to those who can consume them. What is this talking about? We'll see in the Gemara. V'chacham Momrim Ein Achotei Niskar. No, you can't let a Chote, a sinner, get something. You have to sell it to those who eat it, not just give it. Again, very unclear what this is about. We'll have to see in the Gemara. And then you could split the payment amongst all. So we'll have to see what that Gemara is talking about. That Mishnah. If somebody eats from a Shemitah dough without taking off challah, chayev misa. Meaning, it's just like a regular dough. Just like any dough. Challah is the same thing as truma, is the same thing as rachis, all the rachis statuses, bikurim, and if I eat it when I'm not supposed to eat it, if I'm not a kohen, then I'm chayev misa. The chiddush here is that even shmita dough, which you might have thought, marafolda, is hefker. So hefker, maybe it doesn't have the same chiyav in challah. The answer is no, when it does. My time is back to the Mishnah. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Right back on the Rabbi Yehuda says that once you do bi'ur, then aniyim are still allowed to eat it, not ashirim. So my time to Rabbi Yehuda, va'achlu evyonei amcha v'yitram. Right, the aniyim supposed to eat it. That's the pashuk out of the pasuk. My time to Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi say anybody? Va'achlu evyonei amcha v'yitram. So what does that mean? Explains the Pnei Moshe. Klomar, Rabbi Yossi lo darish lahai v'yitram adilamata. Right, unlike Rabbi Yehuda who says v'achlo ne'evan amcha, that means the payers for us. V'yitram, the next part of the pasuk, tochol chayes asada. So v'yitram, so Rabbi Yossi does not darshan it that way. Rabbi Yossi darshins v'yitram is going back on the previous, on regular food. Right, regular food. Right, v'achlo evyonei amcha, v'yitram, and also others could also eat. Right, gam yeter ha'am. V'achlo evyonei amcha, v'yitram, and not only the aniyim, but also the ashirim. Tani, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says in a brisa, Ashir nochlen min ha'otzar achar habir. Rabbi Shimon says the Ashirim could eat from the Otzar Bezdin. Remember the Tosefta in the 8th parak discusses the Otzar Bezdin, where Bezdin takes care of the Shemitah produce, and that's one of the options in terms of dealing with Shemitah produce on a large scale. So the Ashirim could take from the Otzar, from the Bezdin achar bir, but not from the fields. My time of the Rabbi Shimon, and what does Rabbi Shimon get that from? V'achlu evyonei amcha ad yitram. What does that mean? How do you darshan? So again, back to the Pnei Moshe. He explains the drasha. Hachi kamar. V'achlu evyonei amcha v'lo ashirim. The aniyim should eat it. V'zeh sh'amarti l'cha evyonei amcha dafka ad v'yitram. The aniyim could eat it up until v'yitram. That means mikol shara makomos hasher yimsu sham. In all the places that they find, Aval mi v'yitram, v'zeo mashani tosar achar shetochal chayas asada, after what's left over, after the chay already ate, v'kfar kala, elashani tosar ba'otsar, everything that's in the otsar, that even the ashirim kiddi. Okay, that's how he fits into the words, and he adds in that drasha of Chazal. Okay, we'll have to figure out exactly what the Mishnah means when we see the Gemara, B'ad Hashem, next time.